AJ, Bridge and Spiner.
For breakfast.
Welcome to the AJ, Bridge and Spiner podcast with regular contributors, the PM.
I like sport, but I don't like people, so I don't like going along and having to touch members of the public.
Oh, yeah.
Akmal Saleh.
You know, him and my wife went into the bedroom with the spanner and I sat down and watched Netflix.
Donald Trump.
Good morning, Gold Coast. My favourite kind of coast, believe me.
Funny man, Greg Sullivan.
I'm aiming to leave behind morbidly obese and just go for obese.
Look out, overweight, here I come.
And everybody's favourite, Ed Cavalli.
And I remember that in 1832, I've heard that tape and the secret sound was the sound of a chimney sweep falling out of a chimney.
Yeah. So sit back on the leather lazy boy recliner, grab a mocha and enjoy the ride. It's AJ, Bridge and Spiner's podcast.
Look at this! Hey. AJ, Bridge and Spiner. Who said dreams don't come true? Look at me. I'm on 92.5 on the Gold Coast, people. This is brilliant. And look at this. I'm working with AJ, radio legend, yeah. Bridget Daly, one of the funniest voices in Australian radio. Oh. And I tell you what. There are two other big reasons that I'm loving this.
Yeah.
One is Bridge, I don't know if you know this, but I'm a passionate fan of the Hawthorn Football Club.
Oh, no, Limo,
and
what are you doing?
That man right there, 72 games, a cheeky little best and fairest, if you don't mind.
Don't.
I mean, he buggered off to Sydney chasing a flag, but whatever.
Right? And you guys went on to play four of them.
We went on to win four. I tell you, Spider was holding us back. hey, I'll tell you what, Spider, you could get a game with the Gold Coast Suns at the moment, mate. Hey, have you gone out to training? Half a chance?
I'm too scared because they tell me to bring my boots.
Don't sit on the boundary line at a game, mate. They'll be hooking you over the fence for a run. They are really struggling at the moment. And the fourth and final reason I'm excited to join your show, aside from you three, is the fact that my wife is from the Gold Coast.
Ah, okay.
And my mother-in-law still lives there.
All right.
She's in Arundel.
Mm. Yes.
I don't know if you guys are across the work of Arundel.
Yes.
And guys, before you start, no, it's not an old folks' home, okay? It's not. And it's not, no, it's not a retirement village. It's a lifestyle resort, guys. A lifestyle resort. Yeah, and they are a wild bunch there.
Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah, the bingo and the tennis tournaments.
Yeah, don't worry about that. There's bridge on Tuesday night, so look out tonight. Hey, so hello, Gaynor. She'll be listening there with all her friends at the Arundel Lifestyle Resort. Yes. So, I'm excited, guys. Across the year, I'm going to be joining you guys each week. I'm going to warn you in advance.
Okay.
You're going to hear a lot about my wife.
Okay.
And a lot about my son. His name's Laddie, L-A-D-D-I-E.
Oh, cool
Laddie.
Name.
Yeah, Laddie Lehman. We went for some alliteration there.
Yeah.
He'll never work in a boardroom, guys, ever. Not with a name like that.
No.
Hang on. We've got a Barnaby in politics, so I'm sure we can get Laddie somewhere.
Limo, we had the old coach, Donald McDonald.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Did you?
Yeah. And he was quite successful too, so anything's possible in this world. Well, he is, and guys, I can tell you he's the most spoilt kid in the world. He's just turned two. We took him to Italy. My wife wanted to take him to Italy last year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he's a huge fan of 15th century art, you know.
And Eat, Pray, Love. Yeah.
So, but I'll tell you what, Bridge and Spider, nothing lights up the faces like the other passengers on a long-haul flight.
Oh, yeah.
When you walk down that aisle with a baby in your arms.
Oh, God. Not near me.
I've never felt so much hatred in my life. But anyway, you'll be hearing a lot about the little fella and my wife, okay?
All right.
A couple of headlines for you on my wife. She has a cushion addiction, Bridge. Do you have...
This is hilarious.
I don't know where they come from.
Yes.
It's like she gets home with a cushion in her arms and I'm like, babe, where did they... She goes, oh, no, I was walking past the shop and it jumped out at me into my arms.
Limo, I was only talking about this with my future mother-in-law yesterday. She came over, checked out my house for the first time, which is always scary when they come over and check it out, and loved the cushions. And Jamie, my partner's like, I don't get the cushion thing.
No.
The European, the small ones, and the smaller ones for the smaller ones. So it takes about half an hour before you can get into bed, taking them all off the bed.
The pillow. We've got about 72 pillows on our bed.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
You can't even see the bed. And here's the ridiculous thing. The only people who see that formation of pillows on the bed are me and my wife. She sets it up, Spider, like our house is open for inspection every day.
Yeah, of course.
But is there any pillow fighting?
Sadly not, mate. No. I've been married for way too long for there to be pillow fighting.
That's only when my girlfriends come over, as far as you blokes are concerned. Right. Yeah, exactly. Bit of jelly, bit of that. Yeah, when we have a slumber party with the girls.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. No, it's not happening. But it is a weird phenomenon. But even women, we can't explain it. I have way too many on the deck. Way too many inside.
And the stupid thing is, Bridget, well, like, we've got pillows in our toilet. Right? It's like, I'm like, babe, what's going to happen? Is someone going to come over and say, hey, where's your bathroom? And I go, it's over there, I'll come with you.
Hey, I'll tell you what, we've all had sore knees after a big Saturday night leaning into it for a few hours.
I don't want to know why you've got sore knees on a Saturday night.
Actually, you make a good point there, Spide. They could come in handy in the flu.
That is wrong.
I'd say it makes no sense to me. And also, the cushions make the couch less comfortable because you've got to move them out the way to sit on the bloody couch.
No, they're good for your lower back. They're great for your lower back. Of course they
are. Stop it. Guys, I'm pumped. I'm excited to be joining you.
Oh, well, we're stoked too. I'm glad you're over Spider breaking up with you. I'm glad that's okay.
There's a little bit of pain there still, you know. There is a little bit, but we'll get over it. We'll hug it out.
All right, friends with benefits. Yeah. Well, when you come to the coast, just do a few clues and then we can have a competition called Finding Limo.
Oh, there we go. See? we're working beautifully. Good on you guys.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.